The lesson two is basically the same, but you're introducing the 8 remaining vocabulary words in the first skill set. When I tried this out at camp, I actually combined the first two lessons and I taught them all 16 nouns at the same time, and they got it just like that. They were really quick. But I think for the purposes of the curriculum, we can just leave it like this for now. And, you know, teachers can choose to combine or expand lessons if they want. Peggy, from your perspective as a teacher, how does that sound to you? Okay. Since you're the only certified teacher, you need to let us know when something doesn't seem like it would work in a classroom.
Well, are we talking about preschool age kids?
That's actually a good question, because Stephen Greenwarning says this should work for any age group.
Right, so we're talking about.
Yeah, so if we were doing preschool, we probably would want to separate it. Or if you had a teacher that didn't have a lot of time or that didn't have a lot of experience using this method, then they probably would want to do smaller bites at a time.
Right.
But if you had a really experienced, really dynamic teacher like Sperry Ash's mom or something like that, where she's just all over it, you know, she could probably teach all these really, really quickly. Okay. So lesson three is basically just a review where you either hang up all the 16, you hang up all the 16 images, but if you have alternate images, you use those so that the students don't start to just associate the word with one particular picture. You need to know that, like, you know, a dog is a dog, even if it's a black dog or a white dog, it's still a dog, that kind of thing. Have all the students say the Aleutic name in unison and then take turns reviewing it. And then lesson four is where we get into this doubles thing. And this is where we might decide to move this later after we get to some of the other stages. But it just seemed, because a lot of apprentices were assuming when we first started working on this that you just say, Nukaspiak chali piuhta, ahnak chali tannohak. But then we realized that chali doesn't just mean and, it means also or more or again. And so if you start using chali just like and, it's not really like the Aleutic language. That's kind of Englishizing Aleutic and trying to make Aleutic fit into an English model. And if we're going to try to teach them the correct grammar without calling it grammar, then we would need to do it with the hu and that kind of thing. But what I wrote here for now is that you would either find pictures of a man and a dog together, or, you know, a bear and an eagle together or whatever, and then say, you know, takukan kuk kumariak hu. And then, you know, show them with all the different ones, different combinations, until they could recognize what you're trying to do. And we saw a Inupiaq lady at this workshop doing this with somebody else, and it was pretty cool. They do it different. They would say, if they had man and dog, they would say, Nukaspiaq hu piuhta hu. That's how they do it in their grammar. They put hu at the end of both. So it's kind of interesting. And that lady was a good teacher, and the person caught on, but it just seems like this is kind of a little bit random. Yes, Florence?
You can say Nguk too.
Nguk.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Like Stella Nguk.
Mary Hu.
Mary Hu.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if we're trying to do the correct grammar, we'd want to do the nkuk and the nkuk at the end of the first one, the hu at the end of the second one. But we're just going to have to see as we work through this method. Maybe we might want to move this to a later lesson when we start doing plurals and stuff like that. But for now, since we're just still in the first lesson,
I was just trying to get the ands, because there's so many and.
Yeah,
fillers.
And you could use, I mean, I think you can use chali if you were saying, like, you know, Peggy, Mary, Florence, chali, Nick, agut, you know, somewhere. I think you could use it as an and in that case, but you just don't want to use it all the time.
No, but there's just so many of them.
Yeah. So then it has, you know, what to do if the students get confused, and it had a little example. And then I thought in the fifth lesson we could do Alutiiq Bingo just as an activity where you would take little pictures like the ones we are using here and put them on the board so you're not writing the words out, you're using the pictures, and then, you know, just do it like regular bingo, like we did when we were doing the video conference. And then if they get a bingo, they have to yell, "Pingua!" And then we're going on to skill set 2. Question or comment? Okay. So in skill set 2, we introduced 12 verbs. And so it's already getting quite a bit more difficult. Students, suddenly we're already going to be doing sentences. So I kind of broke it up when I was starting this section, although I'm not complete with it, that you'd only introduce like maybe 4 new verbs in each lesson. So the materials needed are the images from the previous skill set, plus images or other visual aids that would illustrate each sentence that would be used. You do not need to find a picture of every noun doing every verb, because then you'd have 12 times 16. Plus, a lot of those nouns are like airplane, and so you can't say the airplane is dancing, or swimming, or crying. You can only do the. You can only use the nouns that would actually be doing these verbs. Let's see. So it says you do not need to find a picture of every noun doing every verb. After a certain number of examples, the students will internalize the proper endings. But we're only sticking to singular in this skill set. The one man is running, the one man is dancing, that kind of thing. Okay. So in lesson 1, we're going to do 4 verbs. Walking, running, sitting, and standing. And then the Litanoista will hang up images of people and animals from skill set 1. So we're using that same vocabulary, but performing each of those 4 verbs. And if you can't find a proper photograph or drawing of someone doing those things, you might be able to use stuffed animals. Like if you have a stuffed bear, you can make it walk, or you can make it lay down. And it seems like the guy that was teaching us this method, he didn't seem to use much besides the pictures. He just had tons and tons and tons of pictures. But I think especially for little kids, sometimes they kind of like to watch their teacher play with stuffed animals.
He just liked to play with them.
Yeah, maybe it's just me, I don't know. So some of the example photographs that we have are like, let's see here. You could have, like, the woman is smiling. Or there was a really good one. The girl is laying. She's laying down. And then later we could also use this. If we were doing placement, you know, you could say the girl is laying down amongst the flowers. You know, so some of these pictures could be reused when you start getting into more complex sentences as well. And we have the bear is smiling. I couldn't find any good pictures of girls running, so I had to use a cartoon. The girl is running, the bear is sitting. Then of course you could use this later as well for the bear is fat or something like that when you start doing other nouns. The boy is smiling.
The first thing you look at is hair.
Later you can use it for the boy has big hair. And so it's also, I think, kind of fun to get some funny pictures, too, like, because especially if we're going to be working with kids, we don't want everything to be just, you know, all black and white or all boring. It's fun to kind of mix it up. But so far we don't have a lot of, you know, besides the animals, a lot of the people pictures are just ones that I got off that clipart.com, so they're mostly people from other places. So basically you're using the same technique. You hang up pictures illustrating all those nouns, and then you point to them and say them. The kids repeat, and then you bring up a volunteer, and you say a sentence, and then they have to go find the answer. And one way to help students, I think, would be, like, if you have three different people walking, you know, or like a bear, a man, and a boy, they're all pictures of all them walking, then you have laying, by varying the people or the animals in the pictures, it helps the kid find the answer easier. Like if you say, Nukashpiak Quintuk, and there's only one picture of a man up there and he's walking, then that really helps the student figure out, because they already know what a Nukashpiak is, so that makes it easier. Because if you had a man doing every single action and they're just learning the verbs, it makes it, I mean, you don't want to make it too easy on them, but that's helping them build on what they already know. Okay, so we're already down here in sentences. So what I want to do is provide example sentences. So it looks like we're on page 6. So the first one is he, she, or it is walking, quintuk. And then we have tannokak quintuk. Oh, and I guess I haven't even translated these, which I should, because we're probably going to have some teachers using this that don't speak fluently yet. The boy is walking. And then takukak quintuk. The bear is walking. Ahnak quintuk. The woman. Ahyak quintuk. The girl. Hard to remember when you've got a bunch of people looking at you. Okay. And then in this curriculum, we do want to include, although we don't have anyone here today that's from the northern sub-dialect, we do want to include both wherever there is a difference. So since we have a difference in the way of saying dog, puhtak chinguk, and then ekuk jinguk, the dog is running.
No, you have all these in, have you recorded all these things as well?
No, we haven't recorded anything yet, but that's something that's that we
you
could possibly record some of these sentences that we have in the curriculum.
I mean, how big a schedule do you have? You want to go through this whole thing first?
Well, we've got 10
lessons so far,
Skills. So far we're just reviewing what's already done, but after this it's pretty scanty. But I think we will have enough time to do at least the first couple skill sets worth of vocabulary.
Different part of the island.
But you can get them all cooperating with one, maybe in order to prolong it, but say, okay, let's stop, let's go back and record the Aleutic words I have already. And just record as you're going through it.
I think maybe like at the end of each day we could record what we've done, something like that.
You'll probably go through all of it.
I hope so. But I just don't know how hung up we're going to get later on because it gets a lot more. Yeah. Now I have a question on this one for he, she, or it is sitting down. I have akumok, but I've also heard akumhok. Akumok or akumkok.
Akumkok.
There's two. Oh, there's two.
Okay. Because I is more than two.
What about akumhok with a Q at the end?
Akumhok.
Akumhok.
You hear that?
I think it might be a northern dialect.
I've heard it that way too. Akumhok,
akumhok. Yeah, well, when Dennis and Sophie get here, I'll ask them about that one word. But in all my lessons, I've always used
like if you ask me.
Yeah.
Fisherman. Yes. I would tell you, akum chok.
Akum chok.
Oh, and then he has these. Part of me. Akum mok. And if he asks me, I'll say, akum mok.
Yeah, akum mok.
I'm sitting there.
So it might not be a straight line between north and south. It might just be personal preference, like niwa and yuwa.
Akum chok, you said, so it doesn't mean I'm sitting, he's sitting there?
Akum chok.
He's sitting there.
He just knows. You say that you're sitting.
You're sitting.
Mm-hmm. You're sitting.
Because I think that apostrophe in akumok, that's where the original, I think akumkok is the older version. And then after a while, people start dropping it out of words. And that's why when you have plural, like you'd say akumkot. Would you say that? Akumkot. Like all of them are sitting.
Akumot. Akumkot. Yeah.
Akumot or akumkot. Yeah, sometimes the letter comes back in. Just like in like takukak, and then sometimes you'd say takukakat or something like that.
There's so many ways you could say.
Like lots of bears.
Mm-hmm.
How do you say it?
Takukakat.
Takukakat or takukat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so sometimes the letters come back in where those apostrophes are. But it depends on the speaker.
There's so many ways.
Okay. So going on
remember
to lesson two, in this section.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a difference between akumok and akumkok, because akumok means when a woman is having her monthly.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what he used to say, akumok.
Oh, okay.
Maybe that's what
means. So should we avoid saying that?
I don't know.
Like akhanak akumok. Like right
that's
here.
What they used to say when you're on your
monthly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's kind of like a double meaning, right? Or because like it, you
maybe.
Could say, could you say just you know, Peggy Akumo, without it meaning the other thing?
Yeah.
Probably not. I don't know. That's a statement Akumo maybe. So that's some.
Okay. Well, let's put a note here that we need to explore.
Which one is it?
Hiding. No. Oh, yeah.
Kumihtok. All right, so this lesson two is basically the same, but the verbs are sleep, dance, smile, and cry, using the same technique by pointing to something, saying it, have the students repeat it, and then have volunteers come up and identify which ones you're saying, repeat after you. One thing that I saw at the camp is that a lot of kids prefer to just point to it, and I try to get away with that, but you have to make sure that they say it. Yeah, because that's the only way that they're going to learn is by actually saying it. And then I just made a note on the verb for sleep, be sure to differentiate from laying down, because we do have a lot of pictures where the person is laying down, but they're not sleeping. And if you're doing it with a stuffed animal, kids might easily confuse, like, is the bear sleeping or is the bear just laying down? So, you know, you could make sure the eyes are closed or, you know, do snoring sounds or whatever you prefer.
If you're just laying there, we'd say inachlok.
Inachlok, yeah. And we're going to do inachlok in the next lesson, too, which is another reason to not confuse the two. So this is where I get to the end of what we have done. So the next one is he, she, or it is dancing. And we have to use, obviously, those only these nouns. So we could do the woman is dancing. And that means like she's Achenwachtuk means like she's kind of going, doesn't it?
Sound dancing.
Like, yeah, dancing sounds like they're kind of going.
Achenwachtuk.
Achenwachtuk.
Oh, I know what you mean.
It's like they're kind of trying to. Okay, what else should we have dancing?
No, I was just kidding.
Well, well, this is where we have to use some of those cartoons, you know, but that's good with kids, you know, to have some couple
cartoon
pictures.
You know, I gotta tell you also in, if you go into just Microsoft Word and you use their online searches and you can just media files or whatever, because then they have a lot of pictures as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we might want to check there, because there was some of the searches I was doing were kind of limited, like
right.
There was no pictures of salmon at all, like there was just a cartoon of a salmon, you know, so obviously we're going to need to use our own pictures for that or find it somewhere else.
Right.
And some of them were just, you know, like swimming, there was like a million pictures of girls in bikinis, but not a lot of people actually doing much swimming, so sometimes it's hard to find,
yeah.
You know, the exact perfect picture for what you're trying to illustrate. Okay, who else do we want to have dancing? See, another thing is when we're looking for pictures, if we can't find a picture of one of the ones we've chosen dancing, we might have to change the sentence, you know, to fit with. But what we're going to do is we're just going to, you know, come up with all of our choices and then we can change them later if we can't find a picture of it. Like if we can't find a picture of a dancing bear, but we can find a picture of a dancing dog, then we'll change it to dog.
Another word too, like a fish jumping.
I always wonder about that. You know, when we say when we akalak, like we fall over.
Yeah.
But when we say
yeah.
jump, we say kutkok. How did they? Why? I don't know why.
I
used to hear
the
akalaki. Jumpers.
Maybe the akalak refers to the landing and the kutkak refers
yeah.
to the
person.
Yeah, because when they land,
they
kind of
yeah.
smack.
Yeah.
That's nice.
What's that?
No, it's like I was just repeating yours.
Oh, and then who else? Maybe a girl.
Like we used to now there. That's what Dana Oman used to say. You were dancing.
Okay, what are the other verbs we have? Smile and cry. Okay. It is smiling.
What is smile? Lachtuk is laughing.
Yeah.
Lachtuk.
Smiling.
Yeah. That's smile.
So now we need four example sentences for smiling.
Smiling and laughing are about the same, I think, when you use them.
Mm-hmm. Well, in Unglach Yuchtuk, doesn't that just mean like he wants
smile.
To laugh
smile.
Or something?
Smiling.
Because Yuch is like want.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, it sounds like he wants
yeah.
to laugh. Umlach yuchtok.
Umlach what? Umlach. Umlach tok is laughing.
Umlach tok
is laughing.
Umlach yuchtok is smiling.
Grinning.
Grinning. Or like.
So how about
he's gonna start laughing. His
yeah.
smile is gonna start laughing.
Yeah. Umlach yuchtok. And then who else? Oh well, we have that picture, that boy smiling already.
Yeah, the lady smiling.
See, the last one we
yeah,
used.
Smiling bear.
Oh yeah, we do have the smiling bear, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
A P A Q U K A apostrophe A Q. And it'll be really easy, I think, for teachers who aren't all the way fluent
so
to just use them to use these patterns.
That kind of it's that meaning to that is he wants to smile.
Oh, he wants to smile.
Yeah. You say takufka mlach yu mok, it's that bear smiling.
Okay.
Or like the man, achnak. All of them, yeah.
So should we change this to mlach yu mok?
If you see it in a picture, you would say achnak
mlach yu mok. Mlach yu mok.
Okay. Because that one there, achnak mlach
yu.
Mlach yu tok is like, she wants to smile. The bear
so
wants
this
to smile.
So Inlach Yumok is there continually smiling.
Yeah, they're smiling. Inlach Yumok. How do you say Inlach Yumok? I know you talk to my mom.
Inlach Yumok.
Yeah.
And Nick and Florence, are you both in agreement with this change as well? Okay.
I'll give you an example. When I'm coming in one time at Wind Brindle, or in a cow, coming is foggy. Got near island.
So that means we need to change
the
wheel. Ending up in that chart
and,
to.
He turned the boat completely around. He was going over to Cliff Point. I asked him, where are you going? He said, I'm going around near island. I didn't say nothing. And pretty soon, I told him, Kodiak is back there. He answered, but I go, yeah, you're right. I don't tell nobody that. He tried to go to the cliff point, he could have hit the rock. Well, I wanted to laugh so bad. Well, when I got, after we tied up, boy, I laughed.
The boy is. I've been doing this a lot lately where I write a bunch of elutic sentences and I forget to translate them because I can understand them. But I realize not everyone's going to be able to. Okay, Hishir, it is crying. Kiauk? Kiauk? Is that how you spell it? How do I spell it here? Yeah, Q-I-A. Okay, kyauk. And then the root is like kya.
Do you have your grammar book here?
Sure. Kya. 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 Must you to cry. Kya. Uh-huh.
How do you say cry, Stella?
Kya.
Kya.
Yeah, kya with a Q, not a K.
Crying.
Okay. I gotta keep you straight with the Q's and the K's.
Kya.
Kya.
Like
Oh, and I do have a funny, the one thing, it was really hard to find pictures of people crying.
Crying.
All the pictures on the internet, everyone's always happy, you know. So I found a funny cartoon of a man crying. He was reading a Dear John letter. It was like a cartoon. And then there's a dog crying.
But you could find a baby crying.
Yeah, I think we could probably find a good baby.
But you'd have
crying
to change that to chakliakliap or.
Oh, except we haven't introduced the word baby yet, so it'll have to be like a boy or a girl.
Mikashbiakiauk.
The man is crying. And then maybe Bahya. And Peggy, maybe would you mind looking up some of the words that I'm like achiyak? I might be spelling that wrong.
Okay.
I might just have two A's in the middle. I don't remember. Kiauk. The girl.
Yeah. Is A apostrophe A.
Okay. I tend to like to throw in lots of extra vowels.
Well, when it comes to plural, it's like the three or more. It says A, G, A, A, T, so there's double vowel A.
If you wanted to come up for one, you have plenty of extra Subway. If I was going to pick it up at 11:30, probably eat it.
They're all common. There's more than one cow. This is
more
than one person.
Okay. We'll see you in a little bit then.
Okay, so the girl is crying. All right, well, let's take like a 5-minute break while I catch up on some of this typing, so I don't want to make you guys just watch.
Wants to cry, but holding it back.
Yeah.
Oh, and I forgot. Do we want to, on all these sentences so far, I have the subject first and the action second. Should we do some where, you know, where you say like, Umlach you mope achnak. Like, yeah. I just want people to think that it's always in the same order.
Just depends on the speaker.
Yeah. So I'll just move a couple in a different order so it shows that. Kufiak pingak dan yita.
Touch it.
Yeah.
Yes, I was told by my daughter, don't ever call them thongs again. Flip-flops.
Yeah, because thong is taking on a whole new meaning now.
Speaking of your daughter, I sent out an email yesterday to a lot of people around the island because there's this this company that's coming to town. They're writing a book called The 100 Most Interesting Teenagers in the United States. And I sent out an email saying, you know, does anyone know any good teenagers on our island that might be good for this book? You know, they have to have leadership and be into their culture and stuff. And Lena Amison wrote back and she said she thought that your daughter would be the perfect person for that. So I wanted to find out if you guys are interested, because these people are coming to town on August 11th and 12th, and they would interview her and take her picture, and then it might get into this book.
Yeah.
Wow. So, but I haven't heard back from anyone else if there's any other teenagers that are interested. But and I asked, is it okay if they're from a village? And they said, oh, that would be even better. So, yeah, maybe you could ask your daughter if she'd be interested in that.
I will ask her.
Because that would be so great to have a teenager from Kodiak Island in this book. And it, they would sell it all over the country, like in Barnes & Noble and in bookstores and stuff.
Cool.
Yeah. And it's a book that these people are working on called The 100 Most Interesting Teens in the U.S.
That would be nice.
And I did check up on the company because I was a little, you know, every time someone emails and says, oh, I want to find a teenager to talk to. So I looked up their company on the internet, and they received 2 Emmy Awards for public service announcements that they made for MTV. They did that Rock the Vote campaign or something. They usually do public service announcements and stuff like that. It's like a company that does both print and like video media. So it sounded like they're pretty professional.
You could put the dog. Oh, you
did
put the dog.
Yeah. So now we need one more.
You duck
here, I wash. Maybe the airplane is crying. The fish is crying.
Yeah, they make that noise. You kill them. What,
the airplane?
No, the fish.
No, that's only when you kill them slowly.
No, when you hit them on the head, sometimes they go. Dude,
maybe we could set up a photo shoot with you in a club.
There you go. She's making it cry.
Yeah, no, not me with a club, with a rock.
Nothing's good now. Oh, the 28th, yeah.
Then you can use that same picture as
Saint
a fish Vladimir. And a rock.
A quack on the Louis Gotcha.
I know we jelly.
I can't wait to go silver fishing now.
Yum, I know we cry.
Yeah, well, and once you start getting into these sections, you realize the limitations you put on yourself when you chose those other words earlier. Mm-hmm. Like,
right.
That's one of the reasons we took off the third mode of transportation, because if you're doing all these actions, you know, because you can't really say that, you can't even say, like, the car is running, or because that makes it, you know, it would be confusing. The fish is crying. Okay. So we just did the two. We've done 2 sections of skill set 2.
Giant.
And how many sections are there usually? 4?
Well, I think it depends on how much you're trying to do in each skill set. Because I think some of the later skill sets, we might have like 8 or 9 lessons.
Well, you had 12 verbs, right?
Yeah.
So that means, and you're doing 4 per, so
yeah.
There's 3 sections.
So in the lesson 1, we did
walk
run, sit, and stand. And then we're doing
laughing.
Let's see.
You're smiling.
Sleep, dance, smile, and cry. So, and then next one we have to do swim, laying, eating, and reading.
Oh, sure. The swimming would be easy. Everybody swims. The Catholic swims. The Catholic swims.
How they say finning?
So I'm just going to copy and finning?
Yeah, I forgot how they say
it. Oholiut? No. The waves is Oholiut.
Oholiut, yeah. Oh, man. I should learn.
What do they call the fins now? Sangayat.
Sangayat, yeah. Forgot to tell for some of that.
Oh, thank you.
The fin.
Is that the fins?
Sangayat, yeah.
Oh, okay. If that, we were trying to remember that.
Sangayat.
Oh, yeah.
Fins.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got to remember it. Shichmanak was asking.
Okay, awesome.